In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is nothing quite like a good summer rain. Although this morning feels a bit more like spring or even like fall. But unlike a fall rain or especially a winter rain, the rain of summer is a promise of hope. Hope that the grass will green, and that flowers will grow, and that the birds will play. The rain of summer is literally living water, because the rain of summer gives life to creation. And the movement of our own lives is not all that different from the changing of the seasons. There are times when you and I, in our own lives, are in the warmth of summer. Our prayers glow and burn with the grace of God, and for a time, all is well. But there are also times, as you have experienced, as have I, when we enter into the winter of our souls. Our lives and our prayers quickly become cold. It's as though we are iced over, and every little thing puts a crack in our spiritual life. The spring and the fall, as you might imagine, can go either way. During these seasons of our spiritual life, we float back and forth, one day great, the next day awful, but every single day it is chaotic, and we are worried about what might come next. But that is not what God wants for us. Which is why today he speaks of living water, the kind of water that gives life, the kind of water that he sends each and every summer, the kind of water that will flow from our hearts when our hearts are filled with his presence. There is not a single one of us here, I don't think, who doesn't want that water. But what we often forget is that to turn the corner of the season of our soul, to move from winter or spring or fall to summer, it requires change. And that change can be painful. Things in us must die, and new things must take root. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes patience. And most of all, as we learn from the Gospels, it takes putting our own desires and hopes and wishes and needs and ideas about what is best. It takes putting all of that to the side. In fact, it actually takes putting those things to death. So that what might rise again is fertile soil in our hearts. Soil that is ready and willing and able to receive all the gifts that God wishes to give to us. I know, dear brothers and sisters, that it is much easier to stay where we are, to stay in the winter or spring or fall of our soul. It is much easier to stay put and simply complain about everything else that we think is wrong. Wrong with the world. Wrong with our lives. Or wrong even with the Holy Church of God. That is the easy way. But that way is not best. The best way, or as St. Paul calls it, the more excellent way, is the way that demands our obedience and our attention and our time and, yes, even our humility. But when you and I give our lives to Jesus that way, when we begin to allow Jesus to nudge us instead of us trying to nudge Jesus, then the water that is in us will become living water. As Jesus says, from us will flow streams of living water. And that living water will flow from us to the entire world. It will flood our homes, our jobs, our families, our kids, our cities, our country. It will flood the entire world. And when that finally happens, the great and final Pentecost will come to pass, where Jesus, with his Father, and with his all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, where the Holy Trinity will be in all and through all and by all for the very life of the world. That is what Jesus wants for us today. It is only prayer for all of us on this great and holy Pentecost is that in some small way, today, we might say yes to him and begin our journey to the summer of our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.